Hello, Internet and Zombie Loving World. This is Ebola of Talk, Fear of the Walking Dead edition. I am your host, Tarnell Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and the Instagram at Ebola of Tarnell. I have a co-host with me. His name is Sev. At Ebola of Sev on the tweets and the Instagram.
Yep, I am a guest.
Your guest?
I don't know.
Co-host? The other guy?
Co-host, yeah.
I got the guy with me.
I'm the A person.
That's right.
That is with you.
Mic number two. I don't know why.
I prefer to call it mic number A. You're on mic number one, and I'm on mic A.
Okay. All right, guy. All right, so here we are for episode 12 of Fear the Walking Dead. The title of this episode is called Weak. How do you want to do? Want to recap the entire thing, or just want to talk about certain points on this?
I guess let's just hit the points. I mean, you saw the episode, didn't you?
I kind of hope most of you aren't relying on us to tell you what happened so you don't have to watch it.
If that is what you're relying on, like, DM us, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll recap it more.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, I think we might just hit some points.
Yeah, so this was interesting. I'm glad Al... Okay, so, you know, cause since they opened up with Al in June, just kind of being there in June on the radio, but then Al immediately gets, like, sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it wasn't one of those sicknesses that, like, debilitates you and, like, you're, like, oh, this, she's going to get killed or she's going to die from the sickness. It's like, okay, she
comes in. I was like, are we going to pull a she got bit, like, five episodes ago and, like,
yeah, you
know, kind of deal?
Right. I wasn't sure what was going on. I'm like, okay, it's just a bug. And I guess it is different when you don't have, like, meds readily available.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, different types of... illnesses probably will hit you differently.
Maybe.
And you've been out of, like, you know, just the way the environment is now and everything's changing, like, you know, maybe sicknesses will hit you harder. But it does suck how every time someone, there's an illness, it's almost like everyone just doesn't just have a cough. They're, like, debilitated. Like they're almost like, oh, I can't do anything. I can't move. I can't stand. I have no strength whatsoever. And it's like, I don't know how often people get that sick. But every time someone gets sick here, it's a serious issue.
Is this the episode where we saw the filthy lady messing with the box?
That was...
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me look at my notes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because but that was before. I don't think she... what you're thinking of that she...
Well, that was one of my thoughts is that, you know, because what's-her-face was running through illnesses. I can't remember them all, but she's like, I don't know what you got. You have dysentery or pneumonia or something.
Yeah,
or whatever.
June was asking her.
And I saw that the filthy lady, as like she's credited... Mm-hmm.
Martha.
Well, we don't know that yet.
No, I just looked at it in the... credits.
Oh.
I'm not the credit, the IMDb stuff. Her name was Martha.
But she was going through one of the boxes and she grabbed the water and then she was putting like filthy ass water in with the bottled water.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what the hell?
Fuck with people.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if that's something like they picked up one of those and she drank one of those like filthy water bottles without knowing it and got sick.
Possibly, even though we saw her do that. I mean, kind of after their thing, but who knows where, who knows where that happened.
Yeah. This was just, she's sick, all right? You know,
she's sick.
When's the last time you realized why you got sick when you were sick?
Yeah. So and that was a whole thing. I was like, okay. And then, the whole argument about, you know, whether or not we leave the MRAP, or, you know, we leave, or that she calls it her van. Mm-hmm. That's not a van. That's a goddamn SWAT vehicle. It's an MRAP. But anyways.
It's the boogie down van.
That's right. They don't know it's Morgan, but they hear Morgan on the radio. So then they're like, oh, we got to go, you know, June wants to go hear it. She's like, no, I want
to
stay.
We got to get to higher elevation.
And then she convinced her just to stay, and I'm like, okay. But, like, I'm like, yo, that's right, you can't lock this thing up. So I was like, why don't you just lock this up? But I forgot she can't really lock it up. Because remember, didn't the door get messed up at one point?
Maybe.
Now, I don't know if it got fixed, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. Well, like, when they were in the stadium, didn't the door get, like, blown off?
That's what I was remembering. Yeah. The door got built, yeah.
And I don't remember when they put the door back on.
Yeah. I don't know when they would have had a chance to. They would have had to grab it from Waldo's walker and drive out of, like, yeah, I don't know.
And do you weld it back on? Like, how do you, you know, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you put it? Is it just a couple hinges?
It's like, also weird because I never saw anyone actually use that door. Although, no, but it was open when they, later on, when they found it, when she came up on it. So that's weird. Anyways, they, you know, they do leave, you know, and they're in the 750. It's just so funny how, like, as they're driving, they see, see her van go in the other direction. It's like,
oh,
shit, no, we gotta get it. It's like, oh, great.
Motherfucker.
Right, someone did do it.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, so, you know, of course, something had to have happened because they couldn't just get the truck back.
Right. I was also kind of like, how was he able to take it? Didn't they?
I thought they were low on gas. Oh, they didn't have a lot of gas.
I thought they, like, completely ran out of gas. But I guess they didn't.
I guess they were just conserving because they were really low, maybe.
And how did this guy
hotwire it?
Yeah.
Or maybe the keys were lifted? I was trying to figure out, did they leave
the keys in it or what? Or, like, maybe. Did this guy just know how to hotwire a SWAT vehicle or whatever? Or like,
Yeah. That's a word. Like, they do sometimes the thing, it's like, all right, plot device, but it's like they don't really, I guess we're just supposed to accept it.
Yeah. And how difficult it, well, okay.
How difficult would it be to hotwire and drive?
Yeah. I don't know how complicated it is, but it's also, you know, like, you have open road.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that happened. And then, you know, of course we go back to, I gotta say this. I'm really liking the whole Sarah Wendell thing.
Oh yeah. They've been a fun addition to everything.
That's I love the fact that she calls Morgan Momo. And throughout these next three episodes, like, she constantly calls him Momo, and he just constantly is like, can you stop calling that? She's like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Or just doesn't even acknowledge that. Him asking her to stop.
Right. That's Momo.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, so... So, you know, they always have their, you know, roundabout discussion. They come up to a spot, and then he just decides to start, like, hey. You know, and so, you know, you see, like, the difference of timelines, because they stop at Highway 365, mile marker 27. And it's weird that he's decided to stop there instead of one of the places where they dropped the box off. It's weird that they stopped.
I think they just
happened to stop there. Was that just to get the walker off the thing, or just because?
Because
there was a walker on the front of their bumper.
Yeah. I don't know why they had to get rid of it. I mean, that was badass, you know?
It was kind
of
badass.
Just rolling, like, Mad Max style with, like, you know, like...
Yeah, because, I mean, who's going to fuck with you when they see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a... You'd think
twice.
And, I
mean, it's not a threat.
Yeah.
What is it, messing up your aerodynamics?
Yeah, exactly. So, the one thing that... I guess the main thing that happened... Well, there's two main things that really happened in this episode. You've got this whole situation with Al being sick. She's obsessed about keeping her van. Mm-hmm. And we find out she's obsessed about it because she's got her own stories in the van, not just other people's.
Yeah.
Because, you know, June kind of presses her, trying to figure out why the fuck are you so obsessed with that van. And so anyway...
Because of my tapes?
Yeah. So anyways... As they break down because they crash, so they get a flat tire, they hear the gunshots going off in the distance, so it's like, okay, the van's not that far off. Al convinces June to go after it while she stays there, all invalid and not able to be sick. Here's the thing where it's stupid. Okay, so June goes off to do that. While that happens, of course, there's this walker that's, like, struggling to get out of this, like, all this thick, swampy, this, like, mucky, this mud. Yeah. I don't know why Al is so, like, obsessed with, like, doing stupid shit. Like, you have no strength. Why are you trying to help? Why are you trying to, like, fix
the... change the tire?
You don't have the strength.
Right.
Just lay there, keep the door shut, and stay alive.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, her movement is obsessing, it's getting this walker obsessed with her. mm-hmm. it manages somehow to like
get snap out. Its leg off.
Yeah, and keep going after her. And then she can't kill it. Like, I don't know. It's confusing to me how sometimes these things are
why
weak, and sometimes they have like super strength.
Why it's ever a struggle to kill these things?
Yeah.
It's like it's been 2 to 3 years in the zombie apocalypse now, and you've made it this far by constantly killing zombies.
Right. Like, by this time, you know, just go just up the bullshit, move the arms to the side, stab the head.
Yeah.
Done. Like, I don't know why it was hard for you to even stab the head. Like, I'm like, oh my God, really?
Well, but she was
out of it
and really weak. Out of it and really weak. So,
but again, this one, so why are you out there? And then, but then she had the strength to kick the truck loose to like drop it on its head.
Right.
So I'm just like, what?
That's what I was thinking was going to happen, was that it was going to be like a cool thing where it's like crawling under the truck and then she just like drops it on him.
Right.
But instead it came around the truck or whatever.
Yeah.
Did it show all that, or did it just kind of cut to them struggling?
No, it crawled to her and then she couldn't crawl away. And it just, it was the whole silly thing that did not need to happen.
Yeah.
And of course, while that's happening, June is off approaching this guy. There's a turnover bus. She approaches the vehicle. And so her and this guy get into it about what they have to do and what they don't have to do and should they kill each other and da-da-da-da. And
how because he pulls the gun on her.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's shaky the whole time. Like, I'm like, okay, this guy hasn't used a gun or he has used a gun? Like, I don't understand why he's terrified
of June. Well, I don't think he's killed a person before.
Probably not.
So, because, I mean, if he had, I'm pretty sure he just would have killed her.
Right, yeah,
you know, instead of telling her to drop the gun, he just would have came up behind and shot her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
You know, and just been done with it.
I guess that's where I was tripping. I was like, okay, just dude. Pull this trigger. And I guess that's where me as a fan, it's like I get jaded. I'm like, dude, why is she still alive? This is dumb. Like, just shoot her. But so that whole thing, so he kicks, she gets the better of him. She gets the gun away from him. Uh-huh. He's got no guns. And then she just tells him to leave because she can't fight. And then she's going through the whole MRAP, can't find all the fucking medicine at all. Comes, then finds out that there is no medicine in there, and that whole ordeal was for fucking nothing just because she wanted the fucking van. Just because Al wanted the van. But June, being June, was like, no, you still need help. So luckily, I'm gonna go look through this bus and see if there's this overturned bus. Luckily, there was some shit there. And, right. Yeah. But she was pissed, and I thought I was pissed. And I don't blame her. Like, dude, like, this is all fucking dumb. You could have died. I could have died. This other guy could have died. Like, three people could have died.
All because
of a lie.
Yeah.
Because you wanted something. It's just like, ugh. But then it's funny. So as that's happening, go back over to Morgan. Morgan's still trying to reach people. So he climbs up the wall. Oh, yeah, that's right. He sees Martha doing the whole...
Oh, right, because he's going to go find someplace...
Hide.
Yeah.
And that's when she's like, you shouldn't be leaving these things out here, and blah, 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 blah. And her whole speech about weakness and helping people makes them weak and strong. And you're like, what? And now the whole time I'm like, between this episode and the second episode, before it kind of got explained in episode 14...
We've seen the next three episodes.
Yeah. We've seen it. Sorry. We're doing this in blocks. Yeah. Anyways, it's like I'm really annoyed because I hate the villains that are doing this for the sake of doing this.
Right.
Or this whole thing where like they believe in the zombies or something. Like they're like, oh no, you. So they got this weird ass philosophy that doesn't make any sense. I generally hate those type of villains in this scenario. Yeah.
But at this point, we don't know her motivations aside from making everyone stronger.
Right. Evidently, but it's like, but her version of stronger
is turning them into zombies?
Zombies or just making sure that... Yeah.
Nobody helps anybody?
Yeah, nobody helps anybody. So if you figure shit on your own, you're stronger.
That's a little weird.
It's a little weird considering the circumstances. Anyways, so Morgan makes it to a water tower, so he's up high. And then, of course, you know, what's her name? June and Al realize, oh, shit, it's Morgan, but they're ready to die. So then they have this argument about whether or not they should go. You know, June wants to go get to them. Al's like, I need my van. And right. then Al finally wasn't going to go with her. And then she's like, oh, fuck, shot in the air. Fine. This is stupid. Fine. I can't do this on my own.
I remember, like, at that point, I was like, okay, I'm fucking done with this Al character. Like really? Like, you're getting fucking annoying.
Right.
And just be gone.
Yeah, but then for a split second, she was like, she came to her senses, like, okay, yeah. fine.
And then she, fired the gun. She's like, I was, the walkie was dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know how else to stop you.
And then, of course, it's like, okay, something
good happened. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, something good happened, yay. So they did, so they were still there, and everyone met up. So now it's June, Al, Morgan, Jim, Sarah, and Wendell. And so there's a bigger group. Mm-hmm. And then June gets a little, has a heart. It's like, can I see your walkie? Because I was dead. And Morgan's like, sure. And then she tries to call out to the guy. And then, of course, he responds back, hey, you Cipro? Because that's what she was looking for, was Cipro. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man. I remember hearing that. I was like, ooh, that's bad. Well, I don't even know, because I remember one time I had taken Cipro. And That was horrible. It fucked my stomach because I got the spider bite, but I didn't know from what kind of spider.
Oh.
So they gave me two different pills. I forgot one of them, both of C. One of them was simple, just to cover a wide range.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit fucked my stomach. It felt like someone like punched it and then twisted their fist and just left it there.
Oh, well, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
Oh.
But, yeah. So that's what I was like, Cipro. We called her Cipro, and then they exchanged names. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm June. I'm Quinn. Okay, cool. Where you at? We're at Mario 27. And this is where I'm like, okay, hold on. So it's like, dude, you didn't realize that you couldn't tell the difference between 1 mile to 7 miles?
Yeah.
Okay, you're at Mario 20. They're not there. And then you go, the next one should not be 27. It should be 21.
Right. Well, it's like, maybe some of the mile markers are out. There was a hurricane, and he just saw one.
But this is how you know that there's a difference between 1 and 7.
Right.
Like, distance-wise, you can be able to tell. So it's like...
No, but I mean, maybe mile marker 20 was out and 19 or whatever, wasn't up on the side of the road. And so it's like...
Well, remember, he said he just passed mile marker 20. Like, he said he passed 20. That's what I mean. He was at mile marker 20. So it's like, you should know the distance, driving that one difference between 1 mile and seven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it should.
Yeah.
So he stops there, and this is what frustrates me, and that's not even the most frustrating thing. Okay, maybe it's dark, maybe you're just not paying attention. No, fuck, I'm already here at 7. Wow. Mm-hmm. No one's here. So he goes up to the sign, he's talking to her, he's like, dude, no, I don't see him right here. Last thing I saw was 20. What? Oh, this isn't a real 7.
Yeah, he peels off the tape or whatever that was turning the 1 into a 7.
Yeah. So here comes Martha in with Jervis, the guy that she had wrote in the take what you need, leave what you don't.
Yeah, written on his face. Written on his
face with the fucking animal handler's little leash. oh God, what the hell are those guys called? Animal control?
Animal control?
Yeah. She's got one of those things on him, and then... I don't want to jump ahead, but I guess... I won't. But anyway, how do you get the... It goes back to what you said. We've been doing this for how long? You survived. How do you just jump and see this walker that's been being handled get the drop on you, and you're powerless to do anything against it?
And again... It
you didn't
doesn't
hear
make any noise
up until the last second. Just,
yeah,
you didn't hear the growling the whole time. Right. There's no way that thing could have got the drop on you.
Yeah, you're out in the middle of nowhere
at night.
At night,
no one.
Everything's quiet.
Right. Animals, pursue animals.
Right.
You don't hear traffic. You're in the middle of the nowhere anyways. That area would be quiet normally, even if under normal circumstances. And now you're here under zombie circumstances where you definitely not hear anything because nothing's moving. and you don't hear two sets of footsteps.
Yeah, one is shuffling.
One's shuffling. And then that one that's shuffling is also going
like she could be sneaking. She but zombies be. Don't care to sneak. They have no concept of that.
Right. They just move.
Yeah.
And it's like, so like what, how does that happen?
Yeah.
And then of course, so she lets him go and then takes Quinn up in the MRAP. And then
yeah. writes on his face,
"You lose people. You
people you know.
People you know." Yeah. People you know. And so there's that. And then back at the truck now, because, you know, no, that's the next episode. Sorry.
Yeah, that's like jumping. Where it ended is like
coming back. I stopped looking at my notes. I was like, huh? But yeah, so yeah, no, that's exactly how she steals MRAP. And then they're on the phone, the walkie, trying to call him. Mm. And they don't get a response from him. Because all of a sudden he was talking, all of a sudden it's like,
right.
Quinn. And then that was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is an interesting episode. My only thing is just, it was I don't get Martha, I don't get her motivation.
And oh, yeah.
I don't understand.
And then after that one bit that guy,
yeah,
she set that one free. Say yeah. You served your purpose or you've fulfilled your purpose or whatever, right. And sets them free.
It's like, huh?
Which is also like, you can't set a zombie free either because it will just stay with you because that's the last thing that it like saw or smelled or whatever.
That was, yeah, it was live.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to really just shut it and then have it just, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you do that. It's not like a wild animal where it's trying to get away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah,
so I don't know. It was an okay episode. I mean, I just... Yeah. The banter, of course, in the beginning was like...
I was getting sick of Al, and then she, you know, like when she's the... And then she finally decided to get back on board, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
But that's it. So that's episode 12. Ooh. It was not too much. It was just, you know,
crash. It was Alice sick,
and now she's better, and our forces have gotten stronger. But we still have five people missing. Well, we know where two of them kind of are, but we still have a bunch of people we haven't seen. They don't know Luciana yet, Strand and John Dory. And then we don't know in the vicinity of all these people where Charlie and Alicia are in relation to them.
Nobody in the Walking Dead universe just gets like a cold or anything.
That's what I was saying earlier. Yeah, that's
they're
what
either perfectly healthy or they're on close. Death's door and need antibiotics.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. Did like the flu and viruses get stronger? Like,
I don't know.
What the hell happened there? That was actually a pretty simple episode.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
No. Oh, and it was directed by Strand.
That's right. Strand did direct this episode.
Coleman Domingo.
Haha. Yes.
Action. Cut.
<No. laughs> All right. So we'll see you guys next time, which should be very soon. So stay tuned quickly for episode 13. And so for 7, Tarnell, I'm Tarnell. This has been Fear the Walking Dead. Bowl of Talk, Fear the Walking Dead edition. We'll see you guys next time. Peace. Blah, 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 blah. Zombie noises.